This is a
video or audio?
Audio.
Okay.
Yep. This is a statement on case number 21-3298. This is a statement of Hans C. Stoker, 04-25-1956. Starting time is going to be 10:45 hours. Interviewing officer is Deputy Blankenship. Interviewing location is going to be Hans' residence, located at 6945 76th Avenue, Northeast Olympia. All right, Hans, do you understand that the statement is being recorded?
Yes.
Is the statement being recorded with your consent?
Pardon?
Is the statement being recorded with your consent?
Yes.
All right, so what happened today?
Well, I was upstairs at my office, and then all of a sudden the front door opened and slammed shut. And I said, "What was that?" to my wife, and she said, "Well, Selena's here." And I said, "What?" And so I don't trust her. She can be violent. I didn't know what she had up her sleeve. Mm-hmm. So I came down to the first floor, and she went to the TV room where the kids were, mm-hmm. and started interacting with the kids. And I sat there in the TV room for a while. And I told her, I said, you know, the only reason we took any of this action with was to prevent the kids from being a ward of the state, because we didn't want them to go into the foster care system.
Sure.
Because this whole thing started when Thurston County Sheriff's Office paid us a visit to do a welfare check on the kids. Mm-hmm. And at Selena's last known address, which is on the other house on our property. And then The deputy gave us the number of the CPS security officer in New Jersey, of all places, and we contacted him, and he told us the conditions that she was dwelling in and what had happened and why they were after her. So that's when we said, "I don't want the kids." Kat and I talked about it. I said, "We don't want the kids to go become wards of the state again." This happened once before in Colorado when she got hospitalized in the psych ward near Boulder and the kid foster care. Mm-hmm. It took us a long time to get her out of foster care. And so we filed this action to prevent that from happening. That's the backstory. Mm-hmm. She lived at the upper house for the other house on our property for quite a while, and occasionally would let the kids come down. It was fairly cordial, mm-hmm. but she fought with her boyfriend constantly. Big fights, to the point where I have pictures, mm-hmm. of him being injured by her.
Okay.
Times she would just take off for weeks at a time. Sometimes one time leaving all the kids, mm-hmm. here with Jim, her boyfriend. We supported Jim up there, helped with the kids, and then she came back and then took off with all the kids, ended up in New Jersey. U.S. Marshal Service was chasing her across the country. I have tons and tons of toll booth violations, mm-hmm. and bills, and that and ended up, we think she ended up in Portland, we're not sure. And then when she showed up today, she just burst in through the front door and wouldn't leave. Mm-hmm.
And you asked her to leave?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we asked her to leave.
Okay. And what did she say when you asked her?
I think she said, "I didn't interact with her very much." Mm-hmm. "She hates me."
Yeah.
I didn't act. Kat asked her to leave, and I think I asked her to leave. And she said, "Well, you're going to have to get me arrested." My wife called my other son, who was a mental health professional, and he said, "Mom, just call the police. Mm-hmm. Let them deal with it." Because Selena gets really violent, really combative. Mm-hmm. So, we just said, okay, we're just going to wait until the police get here, mm-hmm. and deal with it that way.
Yeah.
And so I had very little interaction with her. Okay. I just kind of, she hates me, mm-hmm. I just make it worse. And so I just went back to upstairs to my office until the sheriff's office got here.
Okay. And you and Catherine are the guardians for...
Yeah. We have emergency guardianship, mm-hmm. and applying for permanent guardianship.
And is Selena.
Just a second. Yeah. I'll call her back.
Is Selena allowed to be here? Have you invited her here? Okay. And how long ago did she live here in the other house?
Well, it's so sporadic. Shoot. Just a second. Let me call her back. Just 1 second. Mm-hmm. Sometimes she'd leave for weeks.
Okay.
And then sometimes she'd take the kids. Sometimes she'd leave the kids.
When was the last time she lived at this house? On the property?
This house?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
Okay. Was it a few years? Okay.
Yeah, years. Years ago. Mm-hmm. And only temporarily, because she was an adult when she lived here. So she never lived here as a child.
Was her behavior today, was that normal for her that you've seen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She's violent, combative, angry, scary,
mm-hmm.
to be honest,
mm-hmm.
you know. That's why I didn't want to engage her to try to get her out of my house, mm-hmm. and why we called the police.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And did she make any threats to you or to Catherine that you heard?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Do you have anything else you'd like to add to this statement?
Just that I grieve that we're having to do this. In my declaration to the court, I said, every parent wants their kids to grow up, be successful, raise their kids successfully.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we're having to do this, to be here right now at our ages, it just grieves me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'd like to add.
Have any threats or promises been made to you since we started this interview?
Threats?
From me.
Pardon?
Any threats or promises been made to you from me?
No.
Okay.
No.
And at any time during this statement, have you asked that the taping be stopped?
No.
Okay. We're going to conclude this interview. The time is going to be 10:52 hours.
All right.